Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a method of sequencing and cycling people through computer training. Now, we have to do this because of some government initiative that we've got to track down and get done. And that is part of this historical society trained 30 people on two modules each of this government computer training course. I don't know how it goes. It seems a bit of odd to me overall, but the bottom line is, this poor little person here crossing in front of me. Yeah. So the bottom line is that we've got some 14 times 6 modules that they can do. They can select any modules, but they've got to do two of them. And these people have got supposedly poor literacy. So my idea is that you have a computer, because we've got a limited number of computers, and you have two people sitting on the computer, one doer, one observer. And the doer starts off very well. You have an experienced doer, they do a module, the observer watches it. Now, we'll call that A and B. B is the observer. B then moves over to the computer, and A does the observation. They swap roles, and B then does a module with assistance and checking to do. He completes that. A moves off, and B now is the doer, does the second module, but this time with C watching. C is another person he's watching. And then at a particular time, they swap over with B and C. B's done two. B now moves over, and it's their turn to supervise and swap. And this is a little bit dangerous here. Come on. I just got to watch this here. I'm just crossing across traffic, and come on. There you go. All these busy cars behind me. Okay, so B has observed, done, observed. First observation is to check out how it is. The last observation is to check someone else. And on that sequence, you get the computer continuously operating, possibly 10 minutes each per cycle. So you can get each computer doing, at around $3 an hour, three people an hour, and so you have 5 computers. You might be able to cycle them through. You might be able to get 15 done in an hour if we keep on going like this. And I'm just about to go off to the library now and check whether we can use the library computers to do such a thing. Okay, thanks a lot for listening. It's a nice short one. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.